Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Monday morning. The daylight has begun to break forth, and I trust that the light of Christ is breaking forth fresh and anew in your heart on today. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. For the next 30 minutes or so, I look forward to being with you and sharing this time of prayer and intercession. Today's Monday, April the 21st, and it's the year 2014. And we do have a focus today, and our focus today is speaking to the mountains, and we will clarify and verify where we're coming from with that. But I'm excited, obviously coming off of the resurrection weekend. It was glorious. It's a mountain experience, actually, of focusing and thinking of what Christ has done while He walked the earth. It's really a refreshing and ennobling and enabling experience as well. I trust it was the same for you, because it was a season of celebrating who Jesus is, His importance to our lives, to the earth, to the nations, and God's plan for now and the future. And so it was very, very refreshing. We began our celebration of this past weekend on Friday. We had a Stations of the Cross parade or march, if you will. It's something that in our community we get together and do every Good Friday, and there are about 14 stations kind of mimicking the walk that Jesus Christ took in His journey to the cross. And we have live actors playing the part of the players that are recorded in the scriptures. We have Roman soldiers, we have Jesus Himself walking the distance with the cross, and of course there's a lot of people that are marching as would have happened on, and did happen, in fact, on the day of Jesus' execution. And, of course, people coming out of their businesses and or stopping and just to watch and observe. And it's quite a spectacle. And then it ends with a service, you know, of course, a victory service, because Christ lives. He is not dead. He lives. And, of course, it was not a tragedy. It was the greatest thing that ever happened in the history of the world. So we thank God. So I just wanted to share that with you. Maybe that's at least one of my praise reports, and I trust that you have a praise report of the refreshing that came with remembrance and celebration of who he is. So today, our focus is speaking to the mountains, and we can do that because Jesus spoke to his mountain and overcame that mountain. When he came to the most crucial parts, he felt like for a moment he wasn't going to make it, and he says, "Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass from me." This was on the night of his arrest. And he says, "But nevertheless, thy will be done." And so speaking to the mountains is a surrendering to God's will and not being hindered by our doubt or unbelief or our flesh. So praise God. Once again, welcome. Thank you for joining us on today. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We want to invite him to our meeting, so to speak. We have an appointment with him, and he has opened the door to his courts, and we want to enter with praise, and we do want to go forward with thanksgiving as well. Father, we thank you on this Monday morning. It's bright, it's early. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for giving us the season of rest from which we now break to go through the day glorifying and giving you praise. We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, and we thank you that you've given us authority, you've given us salvation, you've given us liberty. We have overcome by the blood, and the blood that your Son, Jesus Christ, shed so willingly and freely for us, for our sins, for the remission of our sins, for the cleansing of our most important part of us, our souls, our spirits, our inner man. And we submit today to this cleansing. We ask you to forgive us and to make us whole again. Where we are broken, mend us, cause us to be whole. And we thank you for the freedom and the liberty that now comes as you place the blood of Jesus Christ upon the horns of the altar on our behalf. And we thank you for the cleansing that comes even as we submit to the washing that only you can provide through the blood of Jesus Christ. So today we thank you for the cross and all that it represents. We thank you for the blood and all that it represents. We thank you for your righteousness, that we can partake of that through Jesus Christ. Thank you for all our prayer partners that have joined us today. And we pray, O God, that as this Monday morning is new and fresh, representing a new week of living and a new week of praising and giving thanks, that you will strengthen each and every one of us, that we would have a sense of victory, because you have empowered us and you are making out of us overcomers, people who have overcome by the blood and the word of our testimony. So we thank you today, and we put our faith and trust in you. Give us the boldness to come forth with whatever is on our hearts, what you place there that you want to have returned to you in request, so that you can perform like you always have. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, once again, welcome to our per time here. And I have your lines open. I thank God for the all of the technology sounds to be working very, very well. Our sound is clear, no static, and all of those things, no gremlins in the lines. And we thank God for that. So I trust that on your end of it, that you're hearing us really loud and clear as we would expect. But certainly on my end of it, don't hear a static. It is good. We thank God for Skype. Okay, if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to mention your prayer request. I think I've just mentioned one of mine. And while you're considering among the many things that you can report, I'm thinking of our experience on yesterday. From what I understand, our children's department, which is called Children's Connection, was quite overwhelmed with the numbers of children that were in attendance and participation. And for that, we thank God. We are really thrilled that the children are having such a wonderful time finding the Lord and praising and learning about Him. So that's another one of my praise reports. What's yours? Now is a good time to share that. And or a prayer request if you have one. Just let us know. Because today we're speaking to the mountains, and we're going to launch right into that as we touch on the scriptures that really leads us there by Jesus' example. It comes from Matthew chapter 21, verse 19 to 22. That's Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 19 to 22. And over there, we see a record of Jesus' actions that gives us the example of how to boldly speak to circumstances, to mountains, that is. It says, and as he saw, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, as he saw one single leafy fig tree above the roadside, he went to it, but he found nothing but leaves on it. Seeing that in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. And he said to it, never again shall fruit grow on you. And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled greatly and asked, how is it that the fig tree has withered away all at once? And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith, a firm, relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Those are profound words, and it's directed as instruction to us. Whatsoever we ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Because we have the authority and the power to speak to the mountains. Mountains are very intimidating. Stand before a mountain, you can feel real small. Do you have a circumstance in your life that causes you to feel very small because of the size of the mountain? Sure you do. And I know we do as well. So today is the day, on this Monday morning, that we address the mountains that are present in our path. Life often involves mountains appearing in the way, on our path, and we must do something about the mountain. So we're told by Christ himself, Lord of the mountains, he says, you can speak to the mountain, tell it to move and be cast into the sea, and it will be done. And whatsoever you pray for, having faith and really believing, you will receive. That's a promise that is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, do you have a mountain that is in your path that you have identified as a set of circumstances that are mountainous? Well, we have our instructions on what to do. Speak to it. This is Pastor Aubrey Gregory, and welcome once again. And I thank you for the opportunity to be with you on this prayer cast on today. Seeking the Lord and believing him that his word is true, his promises are right, that we can speak to the mountains and we can even tell them where to go. And they move. And if we say be cast into the sea, there they go, just like that. We're going to speak to the mountain right now. Identify your mountain or mountains, plural, and personalize what we're about to do. We're about to speak to the mountains. You know, early on yesterday morning, I received a phone call that our ministry vehicle was stolen. And then it was discovered later, at least it was told to us by the authorities, that it was not only stolen, it was in an accident. And of course, I trust that no one was seriously hurt. So the authorities are in possession of that vehicle. That was designed as a distracting disturbance to occur on Resurrection Sunday. Of course, it had none of that effect. And we know that God is in charge all the time. And so we can speak to that mountain, and that vehicle turns into a new one. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord. The vehicle
Amen.
Is 16 years
Thank
of age.
You.
We've had it for many, many years, and it's served us well. And I believe God wants us to have a new one. And so I can flow with that. But let us speak to every mountain. And if that be a mountain in our lives, a circumstance, well, then we'll speak to it right now. And we're going to personalize this. We're going to use personal pronouns. Singular personal pronouns. And you can name whatever your mountain is for yourself, wherever you are. There are some that have awakened today feeling intimidated by what possibly awaits them in this day or the rest of the week. In the horizon, that they look and they see mountains. They don't see the heavens, they see mountains. That can happen to us all the time, it does. But we come to understand that there's the Lord God, and He is mightier than any mountain. He's the maker and creator of mountains. He allows mountains so He can handle the mountain, and He's given us authority. Father, I speak to every mountain in my life and command it according to your word, Mark chapter 11 and verse 23.
Yes.
It says, to be removed and cast into the sea today in the name of Jesus. That mountain moves into the sea. I speak to every financial mountain to be removed from my life in the name of the risen Christ, Jesus. Let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed according to Micah chapter 6 and verse 2. I promise and do prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 4. Mountain, be removed. We prophesy to you and command you to hear the word of the Lord. Let the mountains tremble at the presence of God. Habakkuk 3 and verse 10. And according to Micah 6 and 1, I contend with every mountain and command them to hear my voice. Lay the mountains of Esau, which is the flesh, to waste. Malachi 1 and 3. Put forth your hand, O Lord, and overturn the mountains by the roots. Job 28 and verse 9. I speak to every mountain of debt to be removed and cast into the sea. Lord, you are against every destroying mountain, according to the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 51 and verse 25. Let the mountains melt at your presence, O God. Judges chapter 5 and verse 5. Make waste the evil mountains in my life, O Lord, according to Isaiah the prophet, chapter 42 and verse 15. We continue to speak to the mountains. I thresh every mountain. I beat them small, and I make the hills as shaft, according to your promises in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 15. Every mountain in my life will become a plain, according to Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 7. We've spoken to the mountain, and every mountain now is a plain. You can see into the distance with clarity. You can see where the heavens, the skyline of the heavens, meet with the horizon. There are no more mountains. They have been moved in the name of Jesus. the awesome author and finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus, who is no longer on the cross, but was laid to rest in the tomb, and it's now an empty tomb. In the name of Jesus, because he sits at the right hand of his Father in heaven, victorious, ruling from the throne. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I would love to hear from one of you today. God is waiting to do something else. He's open. We have an audience. That's so important about these sessions, that it's a time when God is listening to us and may even speak to us. What is he saying to you today? What is he saying to you, or what is he wanting to say through you today? Speak. Prophesy. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Don't hold it. Give it up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome.
I just want to say thank God for the prayer line and thank God for giving us the desire, because it is a desire to get up every morning, to get on the prayer line, to stand in the gap. And I just want to, my praise report is that I just want to thank God that it is not like a burden to get up every morning. And
not at all.
I pray and I ask God that he will continue giving us the desire and not seeing it as a burden to get up every morning, even if the prayer line is not on, because sometimes we know things happen and the prayer line is not on, that we would still continue to get up first thing in the morning, before we even talk to anybody, before we even do anything. And
praise the Lord.
Because he is deserving. He has been so good. He has been so awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank God for what he did yesterday in the Children's Connection, North Gospel Tabernacle Children's Connection. My heart was so overwhelmed. We had like 23 children of all ages yesterday. And I remember when we started the first Sunday, my prayer and Sister Valerie prayer was that God will send children to us and that he would give us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding how to communicate and how to deal with the children. And yesterday, I know God is answering our prayer. I was even asking him as the summer starts, you know, that the children, that he would give us a plan so that we would have the children come in. And yesterday, my heart was so blessed. The children had fun. They looking forward to coming back. This Sunday, we had a little incident with two little girls last week, and I had sort of ministered to them in a loving way, and God bless my heart, they came back this Sunday, and the both of them came, and they said to Sister Christine, I know we weren't that good last week Sunday to you, and we come to apologize for it, and God bless my heart. That's
praise
the
Lord.
Him. And I just want the prayer line to keep this ministry in prayer because God is doing an awesome, awesome job. We have children of all age, from 12 to 1 year old. So I just want
praise
prayer
Lord.
That God will help us to get the whatever we need to teach our children, whatever we need, that God will meet our need, whatever mountain we're facing, to bring forth this ministry in full blast, that God will remove every mountain and just
yes.
open doors and grant us favor and bless the children connection.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's a good report, and we thank God for giving us the strength, and the strength of not only of body but of faith to step out into that, to really support that department. And we're looking to reach our community in great depth, great penetration through the children, and it's working. It really is. And they're not the least in our view. They're the most important because the world and our nation, our community is moving forth on their feet. So we want them to walk, make straight paths before the Lord. And so we do have to begin to teach them very early. On this day, I would like also to pray for our nation. You know, this global time with Christ Jesus is about God's plan and purposes for the nations and the entire earth. And this is an operation where he is preparing the nations to receive his son. This is a father's consideration of his son and giving an inheritance to his son. This is what this whole thing is about. You go to Psalm 2 and you see that the father said to the son, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. That's what this whole operation, I would call it divine operation, is about across the entire earth. So we're mindful of that. So we want to pray for our nation. And our nation just include where we are geographically, but we're talking about all of the nations, and we have listeners, people that are participating in prayer from many nations across the earth. And so we're going to pray for, we want you to pray for your nation even as we pray for ours. So we'll do this prayer, if you will. We will pray in the first person singular, and so that we can make it appropriately fit every particular situation, no matter where you are or who is listening. So let us pray for my nation, let us pray for your nation, and let us all touch and agree. There are things that are happening to which we are numb at this point.
Yes.
There are wars and rumors of wars, and we're preoccupied with what's right in front of us and what's immediate, and the fact is the world is right now, because of the conflicts, is a very dangerous place, particularly for children, very dangerous place. So they suffer the most, and so we must pray for our nations. I pray for the leaders of my nation to come to the light, according to Isaiah 60:3. I make supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks for all the people of my nation and for the leaders of my nation, that I might live a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, according to the epistle of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let our leaders be just, and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 3. Let our leaders fall down before the Lord, and let my nation serve him. Psalm 72 and verse 11. Let the poor and the needy people of my nation be delivered. Psalm 72 verse 12 through 13. According to Psalm 72 verse 8 through 9, let the Lord's dominion be established in my nation, and let his enemies lick the dust. Turn our leaders' hearts to fear you. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1. Let the Lord rule over my nation, and let my nation be glad and rejoice. Psalm 97 and verse 1. Let my nation sing a new song, bless his name, and show forth his salvation from day to day. Psalm 96 verse 1 through 3. Let the people of my nation tremble at the presence of the Lord. Psalm 99 verse 1. According to Psalm 110, verse 1 and 2, let my people make a joyful noise to the Lord, and let the people serve him with gladness. Let our leaders praise you, and let them hear the words of your mouth. According to Psalm 138 and verse 4, let the wicked be rooted out of our land. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 22. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as the green herb. Psalm 37 and verse 2. Let all the people of my nation turn to the Lord and worship him. Psalm 22, verse 27. My nation is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. Let all the idolaters in my nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Psalm 97 and verse 7. Let my nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Psalm 117. Save my nation, O Lord, and send prosperity. Psalm 118, verse 25. I pray that my nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ. Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. I pray my nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 24. I pray my nation will be converted and bring in wealth to the king. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 5. I pray my nation will be healed by the leaves from the tree of life. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 2. I pray my nation will show forth the praises of God. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 6. I pray my nation will see the glory of God. Isaiah 35 and verse 2. Let those who are deaf hear the words of the book, and let the blind see out of obscurity. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 18. I pray that Jesus Christ will rule over my nation in righteousness and judgment. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 1. I pray that my nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest, Isaiah 11 and 1. I pray that the parched places in my nation will become a pool, and every thirsty part springs of water, Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 7. I pray that the glory of the Lord be revealed to my nation, and that all the inhabitants will see it, Isaiah chapter 40 and 5. Let the Lord bring the righteousness and judgment to my nation, Isaiah 42 and verse 1. I ask the Lord to do a new thing in my nation by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19 and 20. Let peace, shalom, come into my nation like a river, Isaiah 66 verse 12. Let my nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus, Isaiah 52 and verse 12. Let the children of my nation be taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54 and verse 13. I pray that my nation will seek and find the Lord. Let my nation be filled with priests and Levites that worship the Lord, Isaiah 66 and verse 21. Let the people of my nation come and worship the Lord, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23. Isn't God good that his word is filled to the overflowing? We can go on and on with his empowering promises, his empowering vision for the nations. My nation, your nation, our nation. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. So I thank God for this day that we can speak, we can decree, declare, and proclaim over the nations. That's the authority the risen Christ has given to ordinary people like you and like me. I concur with the testimony of Christine LeMay. I don't have to work at getting up for our prayer cast. I really don't. Even if the prayer cast was on, I still wake up. Unless I just walked into bed or something. I mean, it's just my spirit is just conditioned at this point. It's not a burden of any kind. I just look forward to it. So, and I thank God. That's praise and glory to him. It's not any praise to me. Praise and glory to him. I watched my mother do that for most of my life. I used to wonder how she could. Every morning. Well, it looks like I've inherited that, and I thank God. I praise him. Once again, I welcome you. Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. And I can see that the sun, thank God, is rising. We have clear blue skies. It's a little chilly, but it looks to be getting warmer later. I pray that as the sun rises, that the glory of God rises on you on this day, on this entire week, that you would be blessed powerfully. Join us on tomorrow at the same time. We look forward, of course, to being with you. I would love to share with you a benediction for us that I think is worth our listening, being heard. And I've learned that when we speak over ourselves, God hears and establishes it. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 through 11. That's 1 Peter 5, verse 10 through 11. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. We love you. May God bless you on this day.
We love you
richly.
God
thank
bless
you.
Everyone. Bless
yes.
Victorious. They walk with the King.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Be blessed this day.
You eat all kinds of crap.